Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is Rob Lewis, and we're going to be talking of all things about preserving gasoline and diesel. Now, why in heaven's name are we concerned about that? Well, because I think we may be moving into some very, very difficult times, and there could very well be shortages of these products. And certainly, if you wanted to store the products, either diesel or gasoline, you'd certainly want to have something in there so it would certainly not age, and so it would maintain its viability. And the other thing is, if you have old gasoline or old diesel, this product, an industrial product, will actually rejuvenate it. So without further ado, let me put you through to our special guest. And he actually works with the company. He's one of the owners of it. But this is a product that's not simply sold to people. It's sold to major producers. It's sold to certainly very large freight lines, certainly ships, because use large amounts of diesel. But I'm going to let Rob tell you the background of this product. It's a fascinating product. We are carrying it, or you can get it from Radio Liberty. It's called PRIG for gas, or PRID for diesel. Go right ahead, Rob.
Thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it. Good to talk to you again. Well, these products, PRID and PRID-G, really started out to be industrial products. We started this company back in the early 80s, mostly selling to heavy industry, public utilities, commercial ships at sea, inland waterway, tugboats, and the like. But what we found was the chemistry had a really uncanny capability to preserve fuel in storage very long term. It's actually has twofold purpose. In terms of our ships and many of our industrial clients, they use it literally to increase what we call thermal stability of fuel. The more thermally stable a fuel is, the less unburned carbon and residue it produces during combustion. So this was an ideal type product for people burning industrial fuels where they were worried about fouling the engine and fouling the air, for that matter. But it so happens that the same chemistries that actually boost peak firing pressure on the engine, the chemistries we use in PRID-D and PRID-G, also turned out to be quite effective long-term storage stabilizers. So we started to hit that market. And I don't know how many people know this, but so many institutions around the world, particularly in the United States, have on hand emergency standby generators. Everything from nuclear power plants to conventional public utilities to hospitals, emergency service providers, IP units, all sorts of people, and even some military and control towers for the FAA, television stations, radio stations for emergency backup power. But there is one sort of critical missing link that most people have who operate these facilities, and that is fuel will go bad in storage, and it goes bad faster than most people think, both gasoline and or diesel fuel. As a matter of fact, sometimes it really depends on how the fuel is stored. If it's stored under heat conditions, for example, it'll go bad faster. So sometimes fuel can – it'll take anywhere from as little as 3 months to sometimes as long as a year. And the problem is once the fuel starts to deteriorate, it loses ignition quality, begins to foul the fuel systems more, it produces more smoke, and in some cases literally will disable the engine in fairly short order. We've seen this happen many, many times. To give you a couple of examples, think of the Hurricane Sandy that blew through the East Coast last year, all the hospital evacuations that occurred in Midtown Manhattan. Well, those hospitals had emergency standby power. The only problem was that power failed shortly after the hurricane. And the reason was they had neglected the fuel supplies of their emergency standby generators. And so they had to evacuate some critically ill patients and others, the whole hospitals, out of there to a place where they had some power. This happens practically after every hurricane. You can think of Katrina. You can think of Ike down in Texas where we're based. We saw this happen many, many times. So the emergency standby power is really a critical lifeline, and part of that also is a fuel. One extreme example I'll give is that we do service some nuclear power plants, emergency standby generators. Now, to tell you about the criticality of that, if you think of Fukushima and the tsunami that hit there, it wiped out their emergency standby power. And hence, without the capability to cool down that system, we had a catastrophic meltdown, which people in Japan will be paying for generations to come. But recently, here in California, where I'm calling from today, south of us here is the San Onofre nuclear power plant. And early last year, they had just done a refit of that plant and brought it back online when they discovered some leaks in the system and it was some radioactivity escaped. So they had to shut the plant down. And of course, when they did that, they needed the emergency standby generators to provide power to the unit so they could cool the system down gradually and pull the rods out and whatever they had to do, and make a safe transition over. Well, in this case, they were able to do that. The difference there is, on this particular fuel, it was treated with Pry-D, our diesel fuel stabilizer. It has been for about the last 13 years. Now, how does it relate to the average guy who's out there prepping and storing fuel for long-term use under really bad conditions? Well, the fact is that if that fuel is not stabilized, it will deteriorate quickly. And in short order, it can disable all sorts of things, from chainsaws to power tools to rototillers to ATVs to even personal transportation. And so now the good news is there are quite a few stabilizers out there. There's a couple of popular ones out there on the market. They're relatively decent products. They do work. The only problem is the consumer products are relatively weak. They can typically stabilize fuel maybe for 6 months to a year if the fuel is properly stored. But the only problem is that after that, the fuel will start to go bad again. Well, in the case of heavy industry and ships and the like and all the people that we do, companies we service, we can't afford to have those kind of failures. So we have the product is so strong that we've literally had fuel in storage 5, 10, 12, 15 years. It's still as good today as it was before. Now, with regards to rejuvenating old fuel, a lot of the so-called experts out there say this simply can't be done. But that actually isn't true. They do have a reason they say that. I'll give you one example. We had a public utility in Tennessee, a big one, Tennessee Valley Authority, some years ago that had 1.8 million gallons of diesel fuel in storage.
Hold that thought, Rob. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment. And we're talking about a product called PRI, which we're carrying. I'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Rob Lewis. If you have a question, what our telephone number, of course, is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. And why is this important? Well, I think people should be certainly have a certain amount of fuel on hand, gas, diesel, kerosene, and certainly these products can be used to prolong their life, even kerosene. And you can add this to kerosene, and it'll last a great deal longer. And not only that, but if we got into a difficult situation, you might have access to fuel that you'd want to rejuvenate. You have to use a much larger dose or a considerably larger dose. But we're not talking about terribly large doses. We're talking about one bottle will actually prolong the life of 256 gallons of fuel, whether it either be diesel or gasoline. And we're moving into a difficult period, a very difficult period, at least I believe we are. And I think it's a good idea to make preparations and have these products on hand, which is why we have Rob with us this morning and why we're offering, my ministry is offering this PRI product. We've read about it. We've researched it. Looks like an excellent product, and certainly it has an excellent reputation. But you were going to tell us about this large company, that large utility that had massive amounts of diesel fuel. You pick up the story there.
Sure. Anyway, this public utility was operating these gas turbines, but they always, these gas turbine operators, and there are quite a number of them around the country, of course, today, they keep reserve diesel supply on hand, usually a couple of million gallons in a tank. In the event there's a cutoff in natural gas supplies, they can at least power the units for a few days. So they had this big tank there sitting with 1.8 million gallons of diesel fuel, and somebody realized that this fuel had been sitting there for a while, so they had it tested. On a scale of 1 to 20, 20 being the worst, this fuel came in at 17. So they realized that if they were to use that fuel in these turbine units, it would disable the turbine units. It literally would shut them down. So they found us, and they called us, and we flew up to their facility. And I sat around a table of about 12 engineers, and they all claimed that there was no way in the world any chemical would take that fuel back. In fact, they'd been told this by the refinery and by the fuel supplier that it was technically impossible to do it. Well, you know, I came out of Shell Oil Company years ago, and before we started this company, and I knew that wasn't true. So I asked them to go ahead and do some testing of their own, pick their own independent lab, do stability testing. There are actually tests you can do. And they did the first one, and it brought it from a 17 down to a 3, which was within their acceptable limit. They didn't believe it. So they retested, then they retested again, and then they tested in their own lab. And sure enough, they finally decided, well, gosh, this stuff really does work. We treated it as fuel, and we brought it all the way back to good. Well, the thing was, it was going to cost them a fortune to get the fuel disposed of. They're going to have to pay to have somebody pump it off this 1.8 million gallons. And then, of course, was the cost of replacement. So we literally saved them millions of dollars. And I probably should have cut a better deal with them. I probably should have asked for a small piece of that action, so to speak. But that's okay. We're out there really to do a service. Now, a point I like to make is these same industrial chemistries that we use to do ships at sea and the research vessels and tankers and all sorts of things, we decided some years back to put them into small bottles for the consumer out there to be able to afford and purchase and preserve their own fuel. And I have a sort of a personal interest in this because I'm also a very big believer in preparedness, both short and long term. And one point I like to make about that, a lot of people think, well, you know, if I had a gas generator or a diesel generator, you know, it's only good for a few days and it's noisy, and what good is that going to do me when I can build solar panels and go off the grid and maybe do some alternatives? Well, thinking beyond just a generator set, think about at a bug-out location where you've got some land that you have to till to grow some vegetables and some food and the like. And think how hard it is to go out there and till that land. Think about all the wood you have to chop for wood stoves and the like. Well, hand tools are great. I mean, our forefathers did that. But, you know, most of us today are suburbanites. Most people, we went off the farm many years ago, and a lot of people just don't have the physical strength or capability. So what do? They use power equipment. They use gasoline-powered equipment. Chainsaws, for example, gas-powered rototillers. Instead of horses anymore, people run around in ATVs. So what do? I mean, if we were in a situation where we had a severe economic collapse, for example, and had to go out to our remote locations and had to start growing food and doing all that, it would be pretty physically tough for a lot of people. So, I think it's a really good idea not just to have hand tools and have a redundant hand tools, but also to have power tools for the early going to make it a bit easier. And that means having a couple of chainsaws and extra blades and files and also having a backup equipment on some of the other pieces of equipment up there, too. So, of course, to operate that, you have to have fuel. So my approach personally is, I maintain several, more than a few, I should say, 5-gallon cans of gasoline. I have metal cans, dairy cans, and I treat every one of those cans. And I've been doing this for about 13, 14 years. And that brings up one last anecdote. I had a move recently, a few months ago, and I had some of these cans sitting in my garage. And I had treated these cans back in 1998. And I usually advise people to retreat them every couple of years, but I hadn't done that. I had just left the fuel there treated in my garage. When I moved, I realized I couldn't move the full cans. I had to use the fuel. So I, before I put it in my car, I thought, well, gosh, and I could take it down to the lab, but I'll try it out in some of my other equipment, my garden tools and the like. And I did. Ran perfectly well. The fuel smelled great. Didn't smell like it had gone bad. And so that gave me sufficient confidence, and I put it in my pickup truck, and everything was just fine. No clogged fuel filters, nothing. It worked just great. So that fuel was about 13 years old. So we've had many cases like that, 5, 10, 12 years. We do suggest either gasoline or diesel. It's not a bad idea, depending on how you store the fuel, to refresh it every couple of years. But I was asked the question the other day, well, how long can you go? Well, I really don't know. And we've gone 12, 15 years. Could we go 20? I think quite likely we could. So that's really the advantage of this. It's people forget this all the time, but, when we see these natural disasters, I get calls from hospitals and lots of people after the fact that, gosh, we should have done this. In fact, one generator maker told me that at least half the failures they go through during following a disaster are due directly to fuel that has gone bad in storage. And obviously, you don't want that to happen.
And the important thing is that you can actually rejuvenate the fuel with a product. And that, to me, was one of the most appealing things. In other words, it may be old, but if you can add this to it, both with diesel and with gasoline, it does it supposedly will actually bring it back to effectiveness. Now, you have to use much more than you would use, almost twice as much as you'd use if you were using it as a preservative. But it's wonderful, and especially if we get into difficult times, to be able to rejuvenate fuel. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, the product is available from Radio Liberty at our regular telephone number, but I've just been intrigued enough by this and the realization that something very dramatic could happen, and suddenly you're far better off if you have solar and those things, but you need to have certainly gasoline or diesel on hand so that if in an emergency situation you could get your generators going at least for a time, until you could begin to adapt to this total transformation of the way we would be living. Hope and pray it doesn't come about, but I really believe if God is just, he is going to bring justice, and there's going to be retribution on America. Well, certainly, Rob, as you in the front lines of this, is there more interest in this sort of a product by people who are making preparations for some sort of a major cataclysmic event? Do you find that people are really more interested in being prepared?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. We've had a, in terms of units sold, now we sell to big companies. We've sold about 200 shipping companies worldwide. We have a product for heavy fuel and also for diesel that these ships use. And of course, the volume of sales and the quantity of products is much greater in that market. But in terms of unit sales, the bottles we're selling out there today, we're literally selling tens of thousands of these bottles every year. And we see, I'd say in the last 2 years especially, a lot of heightened interest, especially in the last 4 or 5 months. I've also tried to really get the word out there that people really need to take some serious look at this because it can be life-threatening to not have that fuel lifeline. But, yeah, the interest has really been strong. I've read some estimates that those of us who make preparations, or preppers as we like to be called by some of the mainstream media guys, who like to try to degrade our preparation, but through mainstream media. But those of us who do this, number somewhere in the order of around 3 million in the United States, which seems like an almighty small number to me given our population, but at least 3 million people out there are doing something.
They know something. I think we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, my name is Wayne. I got a couple questions for your guests.
Well, that's what we're here for. You go right ahead.
Okay, I want to ask them about two-stroke engines. Would you use your gas preservative or the diesel preservative in the two-stroke engine?
You would definitely use the gas preservative. Now, the diesel, for example, if you mistakenly ordered a Pride D instead of Pride G for these, you could use the Pride D in gasoline. It's just that it contains lubricity additives for diesel fuel pumps. But the basic core stability chemistries are essentially the same, and it's great for two-strokes. In fact, it's used an awful lot in power tools application, you know, everything from chainsaws and the like, so it does a great job there.
Okay, and then just curious, you got anything for like a crankcase oil stabilizer or preservative? Because that oil in that crankcase can go bad, too, over a long period of time, and I just wonder what your thoughts or comments on that was.
Well, you're right about that. At one time, we used to supply thermal stability additives for oil makers. We don't do that so much anymore. We use the basic core formula that we use for fuel stabilization, and I haven't done any really tests on this, so I can't say with 100% certainty. But my guess would be that you could use a little bit of the Pride G. It's only 1 ounce per 16 gallons, and that should, because that's all petroleum. You're treating petroleum. Petroleum breaks down pretty much the same, whether it's lube oil, whether it's gasoline or diesel fuel. And we use the core formula literally we used to sell it to a manufacturer of two-stroke oil. For that very same reason, to stabilize that oil, because you're absolutely right. That oil does break down. So it should work.
And then I just got one last question for you. How do you recommend to store your fuel? If I got a couple 55-gallon drums of fuel around, I mean, is there a certain temperature you don't want it to go above or something? Or how would you recommend storing gasoline or diesel?
Well, the most important thing is to keep it in a cool, dry place, you know, undercover. You don't want to get it in real hot condition. Otherwise, you know, it'll dab off a little bit. My personal preference is 5-gallon cans, simply because they're more portable, they're easier to handle. Of course, you can always get a drum pump, too. But if you're storing it in drums, you can go on the Internet for more detailed information, but you want to leave some head space, not a whole lot, but maybe leave about the upper 5 or 4 inches of that drum open, no greater than that, simply because what can happen over time is the drum cools and heats, under normal temperature cycles, you'll get condensation. And condensation is not a good thing because you start getting water in the fuel, so you want to keep it pretty topped off. I talked to a guy the other day who said that he vented his drum. Took a piece of PVC pipe and he put some steel wool in there. It's more or less a spark arrestor. And that was sort of a novel idea. I'd never heard of it before. Well, that might be a possibility. I can't say with certainty. The other thing you want to make sure, if you're in 55-gallon drums, you want to ground them. You definitely want to ground them. You know, you clip a copper wire top of the drum and then you ground it. One last word of precaution on this. Every now and then you'll see people take a 5-gallon can and stick it in the back of a pickup truck and fill it off a fuel pump. That's absolutely the worst, most dangerous thing you can do. Anytime you fill a 5-gallon can, you should put the can on the ground. Make sure it's grounded. Otherwise, you risk static electricity and potential problems there. That can be very catastrophic.
Even on concrete?
Yeah, if you put it on concrete, just on the ground, you're fine.
Hold that thought. Our number is
7259-5791.
Hang on. Yeah, 877-259-5791. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return, and may God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. The full-line gun store and indoor shooting range. The largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 970-472-5600. Or visit rmss.com.
And back here, we're talking about PRI, and either for gasoline or for diesel, PRIG, PRID, and basically a bottle actually treats 256 gallons freshly, or probably half that much if you're trying to rejuvenate. If you have a question out there, our telephone number is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. We've decided to carry it. We just think it's a good thing to make available to our listeners. Is our caller still there? I guess we lost our caller. So if you have a question or comment, something you'd like to know, give us a call. Would you like to tell, Rob, would you like to tell our listeners actually how they can get to your website? They can get the product to us, but would you like to get information out on your website because you have some fascinating information on this product or these
sure,
products.
The website's pretty simple, actually. It's obviously www, and then it's PRIPRODUCTS.com, and we post a lot of the test data on there regarding stability on the various fuels we've rejuvenated over the years. We've had some pretty severe cases, and we had one case once in the Bahamas for the entire island. It was one of the outlying islands, and it was all run by Caterpillar generators. And these poor unsuspecting people had ordered a barge load of diesel fuel from Miami. And the particular fuel that they got, the fuel supplier tried to pull a sort of a nasty trick on them and put a bunch of old fuel in this fuel barge. And about 20 minutes after these engines started running for the entire island on this fuel, the engine shut down. So they sent the fuel off to a laboratory. The laboratory said, well, we know of this product that might cure that situation. It's the worst fuel we've actually ever done. We did, in fact, bring it back within specification for those CAT engines. And they ordered some product, and they treated the tanks, recirculated them, and they got back up and running. The lights came back on. So that was one particular case. We also do, I mentioned before, we do all these ships at sea. And when you think about it, you know, any watercraft, if you lose power out in the middle of the ocean, you're in a big trouble because you're subject to the currents and the possible storms. It's very life-threatening. So we do have a heavy fuel product that is used for, industrial boiler fuels, and these engines also run on these heavy fuels. But then they also have emergency standby generators on the units themselves that burn diesel. So we have probably about 2,500, 2,600 ships now out there, everything from super tankers to cruise ships to bulk carriers, you name it, container vessels that are using this product. They understand that criticality of survival, and of course they take the proper measures. I had one experience some years ago, long before I ever even knew about this product and this chemistry. Back in the 1970s, I used to be a pretty avid fisherman. There don't have much time to do that now, but I had a little flat bottom boat, a little aluminum boat with a 5-horsepower motor on the back. And very stupidly, I went out one day and I was about half a mile offshore in this boat in a big bay back on the East Coast. And I was fishing all morning, having a good time. Then a big squall line started to roll in. The wind picked up, and I thought, I shouldn't even be in this boat out here anyway. And I tried to crank that engine. It would not start. That fuel had gone bad, and I was really desperate. But, I did my prayers. And sure enough, right over the horizon, I saw the small boat come creeping up. And I stood up, and I waved my hands, and sure, he finally came up to me and threw me a lifeline and towed me in the shore. I had that guy, I had my little angel of mercy there not showing up, and it could have been very bad indeed. So, we don't think about these things till they happen. And I've seen this happen, by the way, in commercial fishermen, where they got a hold of some bad diesel fuel. They're out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, and they've gone through all their fuel filters, and they're really at peril. So these are the kind of things that can happen. And I try to get the word out there as much as possible because it's something that's highly overlooked. We can go through our lists and all our preparations and our food and our water filters and our ammo and everything else, but I rarely see the fuel stabilizer mentioned.
And that's the reason we're offering it? Well, we have another caller, and who's calling in?
Hey,
who's calling?
Anna, Rob. This is Jim in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Give out your website again, Rob. I couldn't write that fast. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, by the way, it's Ralph. Ralph is my name. Some people call me Rob. It's Ralph. Yeah, the website is like PRI, Papa Romeo India, PRI. Then it's PRODUCTS.com, PRIproducts.com.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Okay, anything else? Okay, again, the number is 877. Oh, we have another caller. Okay, who's calling in?
I want to know, does this stuff work on white gas, the gas that you put in your Coleman lanterns?
Coleman fuel, good question. I've been asked that question. I really should test it and find out. Any petroleum product will work on. I'm not sure about the storage stability of that Coleman fuel. I understand it's pretty good, actually. But if it's a fuel and it's petroleum, it'll work on it.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, again, our number then is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. And these are the things that we just ought to be thinking about. You ordinarily don't. I read about the product recently. We talked to several people who've been carrying it, talked to people who work there with the company, and thought it would be a good thing to at least offer. We got some for ourselves and thought it would offer to our listeners. So again, if you'd like more information on it, why, you can call us at our 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But if you have a question for Ralph, our telephone number is 877-259-5791. Well, basically, are there any other things that we should be aware of that our listeners, that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Sure. Well, one thing is kerosene. I get asked this question all the time. Does it work on kerosene? When will kerosene go bad? And the truth is, kerosene typically takes a little bit longer to go bad. It may be good for a year or two just on its own, but it eventually goes bad. In fact, some years ago, I had a call from a gentleman up in Alaska who ran a wilderness survival school. He had several drums of kerosene that had literally gone bad, and when he would use it in his lamps, it would smoke like crazy, and the flame wasn't really that good. So he wanted to know if it would work. Well, actually, at that time, I didn't really know, but I suspected it would. So I sent him up a bottle. He did his own test, and he put two lamps side by side, and the untreated fuel, of course, it was smoking like crazy, even when he adjusted the wick. But the treated fuel, it burned normally. It was a clear, bright flame. It wasn't smoking. It did real well. I store kerosene myself. And then people, kerosene heaters for indoors, people say, well, does it give off any toxic fumes? Well, actually, no, it doesn't. It becomes part of that fuel. And it works real well for that as well. So the other thing, too, is that, we're talking about fuel storage and fuel rejuvenation. This chemistry is so good at increasing the thermal stability of fuel that it literally does give a little bit extra energy out of this fuel. It will actually boost peak firing pressure in an engine by about 4 bars, which it doesn't sound like much, but it will give you about a 1% inherent improvement in combustion of that engine. Now, I always say this to people with fuel additives that, you know, there's no miracle fuel additive that's going to go out there and improve your economy 8, 9, 10%, because there's only so much energy value in fuel, you know?
Hold that thought, Ralph. We'll be back in just a moment right here at the American Freedom Network. Our number, 877-259-5791.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Ralph Lewis, the product PRI, either G or D, for gas and diesel. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, Do we still have a caller on the line or not? I guess we got and answered the question for the last caller. So basically, of course, this is something that people would have on hand. They have certainly gasoline storage-wise. Certainly they want to put something in the way of a preservative. And then, of course, the more important is if it's, you have older gas or older diesel, why the beauty of the product is it will tend to rejuvenate it, and so you can utilize that. And even if it's old gas or old diesel, why you use this. Now, how long will the product last if it isn't opened? How long will the product last if it is opened?
Good question. I wondered that myself a few years ago, and so we always have some samples sitting in the back of the warehouse there that have been sitting there for some time. And in one case, I had a case in there that had been there for about 12 years. So the way we do this on quality control, we have a machine called an FTIR, which does infrared spectrometry on it, and that way we can tell whether or not the product's still good. So I subjected that product to that test, and sure enough, it overlaid just perfectly on our lab sample. And then I also had some stability tests run on it, and this was a 12-year-old product. It was actually just as powerful as the new product. Now, it does, when it you keep it around for a long time, it does turn dark, just what happens to it, but it doesn't mean that the product is compromised. So we've had people with product that left over from the Y2K days that are still using it, and it works perfectly fine. One point I was just to continue what I was thinking of talking about just a few minutes ago was this thing about fuel efficiency. Well, fuel efficiency gets compromised in an engine over time as you carbonize that engine and the fuel systems get dirty. And you can, with this product, we've done testing down at Southwest Research Institute down in San Antonio, which is the nation's premier testing lab, back in 2005 when ultra-low sulfur diesel came out. And I wanted to find out, well, gosh, how well does it work in ultra-low sulfur diesel? And it turned out that, in fact, based on this EPA standard testing, we did see an improvement in horsepower, about 1%, decline, reduction in fuel, or improvement in fuel efficiency by about 1%. So, technically speaking, that's about the most you can really ever do, is about a 1% improvement. We see the same thing on the ships. That said, however, when you're cleaning up the systems and getting the fuel systems back in shape and cleaning the injectors and removing some of the soft carbon off the components, you do, in fact, restore that engine back to better efficiency. So in all of our fleet studies over the last 28 years, we typically see about an 8% improvement in fuel efficiency. This is even true on some of the offshore vessels we treat, about an 8% improvement. And we've done many studies on this on transit buses and offshore drilling rigs. We did a very classic one a couple of years ago, and we do a lot of offshore drilling rigs, and they equip this rig with these continuous emissions monitors and fuel flow analyzers, and we literally got about an 8% reduction in fuel for horsepower generated. So it's also something to keep your equipment running much longer and longer lasting. Everything from motorcycles to AV ATVs, snowmobiles, motorcycles, power equipment, two-stroke, four-stroke, doesn't make any difference. Well, actually, I use it in my own vehicles. Have for forever, as long as I can remember. And I've had vehicles where literally the truck fell apart around the engine. The engine still had really good compression, but the transmission would go out, the headliner would fall down, I'd literally have to do a lot of body work just to keep the truck going around that good engine.
Well, it's really everything I've been able to learn about the product is it's an excellent product. We wouldn't be offering it if I weren't sold that I think that this really would be an advantage for people to have. And basically, of course, even if you're not using it immediately, just keep it there in the bottle so you'll have it on hand. We may well be moving into some difficult times, and I think certainly Ralph is prepper, recognizes the fact that we are moving into difficult times. The average American certainly dulled down by the entertainment industry and by an organized, orchestrated effort to keep people from understanding the potential dangerous situation that we're facing. Most people aren't making preparations, but so you're going to have to look after yourself and be prepared to look after yourself and your family and perhaps even help your neighbors out. Well, if you have a question, we're just about out of time for today. Our number again, one last time we'll put it out, is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791 if you got a question or comment, because we're just about out of time. Well, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners? We've got about 2 minutes before I have to let you go.
Well, simply this, you know, when you're really making preparations, you really have to consider so much, and there's just an overwhelming amount of things to consider. And unfortunately, one of the least considered things oftentimes is fuel storage. So I would simply advise your listeners to really take a peek at that, look at our website, look at the data, talk to some of the other people out there in the industry, and realize that this could literally be a lifeline. And as we've seen in many, many events repeatedly, I will say one last thing. I spent a lot of time traveling. I've spent a lot of time in Europe, in third world countries, down in South America, in the Caribbean, where we do some power plants. And I can tell you that many of these countries, as the economy continues to decline, they are relying on localized power generation. And it's very unreliable. And part of the reason is the quality of the fuel. Lights are on and off all the time. They don't know when they're going to get power, and it's just not a good situation. So, you know, it literally can be a lifeline for you and your family should things really have a tough time. And I personally believe that from the economic standpoint, we're not really in a very good position right now. In fact, it's probably the worst position we've been in generations, if not a couple of centuries. So I'm certainly not taking any chances myself.
Well, God bless. Thanks very much. We appreciate your being with us. And again, the product is PRI, and you can get it by calling our 877 our 800 number. God bless. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure talking to you, and hope we can call on you again sometime.
God bless you, Dr. Sand. I really thank you very much. All
thank
the best.
You. Okay, the product is called PRI-G or PRI-D, depending on whether it's diesel or gasoline. Our number, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927, and we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here in our community.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
We hope that if you are thinking about getting some sort of a fuel stabilizer, you'll consider PRI. I think it's probably one of the most efficient ones we have, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And certainly one bottle will actually be work for 256 gallons of either diesel or gasoline. But if you're going to rejuvenate, you have to use twice as much. Well, certainly, is there going to be a problem? I don't know. But I will tell you, everything convinces me that there's a very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack in America. And for some reason, every effort by Congress and by the congressional leaders and by certain industry leaders have been effectively blocked, and it doesn't make sense. If you'd like to know the story, we have a great 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We have a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper, former the chief American negotiator with the Soviets during the Reagan and Bush administration on disarmament. And Henry Cooper, personal friend of ours, gave a talk at our conference last year. And it's simply on the threat of an EMP attack. It's a DVD. So you can either get the 4-CD set or the DVD or get them both. And you need to understand this is a threat. And most people don't even realize it's a threat. There was a fascinating article in the Wall Street Journal, either the 20th or 21st of May. It was written by a former director of the CIA, James Woolsey, about the threat of an EMP attack. And the problem with the article is it made some outlandish statements. I mean, it was talking about how what we really had to do was attack North Korea. We had to attack North Korea because they had the potential to launch an attack. And you think about that, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Why not have a defense against it? Why talk about attacking a country militarily? Why would anybody make a statement like that other than to totally discredit everything else was said? And the article basically talked about how there were only two countries in the world, or four countries in the world, that have made any preparations. That would be Israel, England, certainly South Korea, and Taiwan. And it isn't true. The only two countries that have really made preparations are Russia and China. Why would this article have contained all sorts of things that are totally inaccurate? And, of course, it just had one sentence there about all the potential devastation that we would witness here in the United States if there were an EMP attack like it would certainly take out our electric system, would take out our entire electronic grid, and it would take out, there would be no electricity, and with that, the whole structure of society would come down. And then the rest of the article was just all sorts of things that weren't true. Well, this gentleman who wrote it was a former director of the CIA and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you read some of the things that people from the CFR are saying, they're intentionally or unintentionally, either stupidly or intentionally designed to confuse you. Why would they do that? Why would they put that on the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, other than to disparage doing what's logical to protect our country? So basically, I think that you need to understand the threat of an EMP attack. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and we suggest people learn about it in our 4-CD set, or certainly the DVD that we offer. So basically, we're not going to be here on Friday until next Monday. This is Dr. Stan asking you to pray for America, to pray for revival. And until next Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small